You are listening to CORE, powered by and for the Holt family of companies. Let's dig in.
Welcome back for another episode of CORE. Today we're going to do something a little bit different. So for those of you who don't know, every year, all the managers from all three companies get together for a managers meeting in March. During this meeting, they discuss the future of the company, they learn some valuable skills, and they work on open projects as divisional management teams. During the managers meeting, I became a field reporter and interviewed our managers on the fly. We discussed the meaning of a team and their definition of a team player. Here are some of those responses. First, I have Shelby Stone, our customer onboarding specialist.
My definition of a team player is someone who always shows up with a positive attitude and I think a positive outlook. I think that brings a lot to the rest of the team too, and also gives like positivity to the team. I think just like looking for solutions for, you know, other people too, and like just trying to help and like put your best foot forward, you know, I think in every project or anything you're working on with anyone else too. Yeah, that is one thing about Holt, is that even if you're like working in your team, just like marketing, for example, but you also are working in so many other teams and you form teams with other divisions or different groups and things like that too. So it is really fun.
Yeah. Well, Shelby, you're on the CES team. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yes. So, but you come into the marketing department and then you immediately become part of the marketing team when you're working on projects with Kayla.
No. Oh my gosh. I know. I don't have any experience in marketing or anything like that, but like I said, that's what's been so fun too about this new role that I've been in doing the customer onboarding specialist, is that I get to work, you know, with the marketing team so closely, and it is really fun when I get to come in and see you guys.
Next, Trevor Lightfoot, Rental Operations Manager, and Eric Bill, Service Manager, took the mics to discuss what team players look like to them.
Hi, I'm Trevor Lightfoot, Rental Operations Manager, here at the Managers Meeting 2024. Looking to the future, excited to get things going. Got Eric Bill here with me, Service Manager for BCP. You know, I think we all have ideas of what a team player is, but I think for you specifically in the service department, team player is totally different than like my rental yard guys, for example. How do you define a team player?
Well, a team player isn't just necessarily someone that's going to be directly in your division, or someone you work with every day. A team player is someone you can count on. A team player is someone that is resourceful, someone that understands the common goal. Whether it be a job that you're working on, or it could be just customer base. Having that relation with that person and having commonality between each other, it's just, that's the team. You are the team. It could be me and my technicians. It could be me and another manager. It's just everyone working together with that cohesiveness.
I think that's a great definition. I know for me specifically, I've dealt with people who, you know, they just don't want to participate. And within our company, I feel like you have to want to participate in all divisions, you know, because if we're not working together, we're not serving the customer in the right way. And it really creates frustration for our customers.
You're nothing without your team. You can't support your customers without them.
Finally, Chris Chadwick, California Sales Manager, shared the uniqueness of the Holt team.
I came from an organization that was a very corporate world. I worked for Bridgestone in a variety of roles for over 21 years. And Bridgestone was a very, you know, you hear the punchline of, I'm just a number. And there I truly felt like I was a employee number. I held a fairly senior role in sales management and store management in a lot of different areas, but you never really felt like you were connected. You rarely got to interact with senior leadership. And then coming into Holt, it was an immediate transition that I was almost bewildered by a little bit, in the fact that, you know, the vice president of our company that runs the ag division, I could walk into his office and have a candid conversation and know that he would listen, that he would take what I'm asking and got results. But it was more of the fact that, you know, that they listened, they understood what I was trying to achieve and gave me sound advice.
Now, thinking about a team player, not just a generic team player, but your role within a team, especially those leadership roles, we asked a few of the managers what qualities a good leader possesses. Here are those responses. First up, we have a recruiter, Dan Martinez.
Can you tell me, what qualities do you associate with a good leader?
A good leader to me is someone who, as a manager, would be somebody who stands up for their crew or their department, someone who's always looking out for their crew or department, and someone who's always there to offer advice and leadership.
Next up, we have April Machado, Polaris Business Manager.
Ooh, so several come to mind. I think one of the very first things that it takes to be a good leader is to be honest and trustworthy. If your team doesn't have confidence in you as a leader, it makes it very difficult to accomplish tasks. When you have somebody that you feel like has your back, your manager has your back, somebody you can trust, they trust you to make decisions and do the best thing for the customer, it really helps the end goal of our success. So I feel like being honest with your employees as well as your customers, so internal and external honesty, as well as that trustworthiness, you know, that they know that you're going to have their back regardless of the situation. They may not make the best decision in that situation, but you're going to have their back and, you know, pursue the best solution for the customer as well as the company.
Finally, Josh Hughes, Regional General Manager of Whole Ag Solutions, is going to share his thoughts.
The qualities that I associate is someone that you can talk to no matter what issues you're having. Someone that you can bounce ideas off. Someone that is not judgmental. Someone that knows enough about the business in order to be able to coach me to the next level.
Each manager that I talked to could not stress the importance of being unified as one team. While we're all working towards the same goal, there's some key players that our managers wanted to give an extra little shout out to today.
All right, so let's see. Who makes my job easier and why? There's a lot of folks I would say I could probably call on. I'd probably say Alex Compton. Alex takes care of the day-to-day operations on the field service side. And that is, you know, the sales guys do the job the first time, they get the first machine sale. But after that, the service team, they're the ones that, you know, help make sure we get those repeat customers and they come back to us. So, and Alex actually takes on a lot of projects for me, the stuff that I really need him to dive in on and I don't have the time for. And yeah, I'd say Alex Compton for sure.
Yeah, I'll tell you, somebody who makes my job easier than I think about is the payroll team. So Rebecca Clemens and Heather Aravalo, they do a fantastic job with all the payrolls they have. And really, we're all getting paid and very little questions. I think those two do a really good job.
All my guys in my store work on projects and do a great job. Every one of them. I can't pick out one individual.
That's okay. You love your store.
I do. And I love my guys. The strengths of my team would be that it's a family atmosphere. They all love each other at work and away from work. My office is more like a break room. My guys, at least the service, they have no problem coming in and telling me anything. The parts guys, they have no problem coming and talking to me. Eric Peters, the salesman, and I, we talk all the time. It's just a great atmosphere in that store.
I'll tell you who makes one of the people that makes my job easier, Jody Vial in AP. That team does such a good job that I really appreciate the way they process those bills, because we spend a lot of money. We write a lot of POs. And Jody's team does a fantastic job of getting those processed and paid for Holtz, California.
I'm going to give a shout out to the whole team of Reading. That includes the service office, the parts department, and the technicians. Without them, we wouldn't be here.
I'm not going to give a specific name. I'll just shout out the leadership group as a whole, because I came into Holt about 2.5 years ago. Quite honestly, I had a lot of sales experience, a lot of management experience. I didn't have a ton of ag experience. I'd been around it for most of my young life growing up in Mississippi, but never really was fully engaged in that world. And Eric and Randy brought me on and have been just great assets to me to lean on, to pick their brain when I'm up against certain challenges. But then the team as a whole has just brought me into their fold, accepted me, and really made me feel like one of their own very quickly within the group. So fast forward 2.5 years later, I feel like as a leader, I have the respect of my team, as well as the leadership group that looked to me to lead our team. So it's been a just a privilege to step on to this platform and be kind of adopted, so to speak, for lack of a better term, into the fold with Holt Ag. So it's been a great experience. And Randy Grimes has been kind of the same thing for me. He's been, I'll call him the big brother, so to speak, someone that I can lean on and run things through and bounce ideas off. Eric has been great for me. But, you know, we have a lot of guys on our team that they may not hold the manager title, but they have a wealth of knowledge. Tim Vaughn is one that I could just point out immediately. You know, he has been a wealth of knowledge for me to lean on as well. So a lot of guys like that, and even some of our younger guys that may not have been in the game for as long as people like Tim or Bob Gashke, but, you know, you take a Jared Murdaugh, who's only been doing this for 3 or 4 years now, and from a knowledge standpoint, he has a wealth of knowledge, especially on the Fendt cab and things like that. So, you know, to have a diverse group like that is pretty amazing. So I'm a lucky guy.
Right. Team member, you know what? Somebody who probably makes my job 100 times easier is Carrie Daubertine, my sales coordination supervisor. Without her, my job would be probably 100 times harder. And she truly helps keep the sales department at MHD really turning over and spinning. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I'm gonna have to do to replace her in a few years, but I'll have to do something.
Can you tell me about a specific deal or something that she just completed that you were like, oh my gosh, that was just incredible?
I would say we had a really challenging one for a customer called NAPCO. And we were dealing with some large trucks. The manufacturer didn't send them in the condition we were expecting. And she really helped spearhead. She kept me in the loop on what needed to be done, brought problems to me when they need to be brought, and worked in conjunction to help solve the problem. And the delivery to the customer went really, really well because she communicated so well between the team, asked for help from the sales rep and sales management when she needed it, and just really made sure everything was right before the machines went. Because I believe it was about $500,000 deal. And so, yeah, it was probably that one for NAPCO.
I have lots of people that make my job easier. But off the top of my head, who's coming to mind? I probably have to say Sam Post in my parks department. He does a great job picking up special projects, making sure that we get things done when we need to get it done. Really proud of all his efforts and work. Anytime I need something done quickly, Sam's the man is on it. He's my go-to when it comes to that type of stuff.
So I'd like to give a shout out to Dylan Lightfoot, who recently helped me on a project, rental agreement numbers that were about to expire in Holt of California for Cat Rental and for the Earth Moving, well, for all the divisions, all rental agreements. And Dylan Lightfoot was a huge help. It took us almost a year to get this project done, tested, vetted, and working. Big shout out to Dylan and some of the folks in accounting like James and Aaron, and on the Cat Rental side, Michelle Ewing.
This last year, I know the service departments in EMD and Engine did a lot of big, big work for service excellence, and they hit silver, and I'm so proud of every single one of them. I feel like I don't tell them enough, like, how well they're doing. I feel like I'm just telling them, like, I'm doing so good. So I want them to know I'm proud. Like, I'm super, super proud of them. So
are you tired of being the bearer of bad news?
I am. I'm always the bearer of bad news. I don't want to be the bad cop all the time. I want to be the good cop sometimes.
In a world filled with challenges and opportunities, one thing remains constant: the power of teamwork. Together, we can achieve more than we ever could alone. Teamwork is not just about working side by side, it's about working hand in hand towards a common goal. It's about supporting each other, lifting each other up, and celebrating each other's successes. In a team, we are stronger, more resilient, and more innovative. That's all we've got today. Remember to keep building, keep growing, and keep listening to CORE. We'll see you next time.